It's been 1 year since allegations of sexual misconduct began pouring out against Hollywood power player Harvey Weinstein, which, of course, led to the toppling of hundreds more prominent men around the country. Well, a new NPR Ipsos poll out today shows a significant backlash against the Me Too movement. Americans are deeply divided on the subject and largely along partisan lines. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, more than 40% say the movement has gone too far.
After a year of intense focus on sexual misconduct, Americans remain deeply divided even on what sexual harassment means.
Well, I would say sexual advances.
Especially repeated.
Any type of grabbing.
Being initiated by the man.
Anything that's uncomfortable.
Words, insinuations.
That is tough.
Overall, half those surveyed say they're unclear.
I mean, is it looking at a girl for more than 3 seconds?
49-year-old Eric Savignano from Pennsylvania says that's how a company he works for draws the line.
I have to sign a piece of paper that says I have to follow all these rules. One of the rules is you can't look at a member of the opposite sex for more than 3 seconds. What? So I don't offend someone? That makes no sense to me.
Overall, 43% think the Me Too movement has gone too far, encouraging an oversensitivity, for example, or a rush to judgment. That includes one quarter of Democrats versus three quarters of Republicans.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
Carol Ricketts, a 74-year-old Republican from California, is among those who say the benefit of the doubt in cases like this should not go to alleged victims.
I would be tempted, I guess, as a woman, to believe a woman. But to see that, you know, justice is done, you can't. There is two sides to every story.
Throughout our poll, party drives opinions more than gender, which doesn't surprise Clara Wilkins, a social psychologist at Washington University in St. Louis.
According to our research, it's sort of the way things work. When there's sort of a conflict between gender and party, party wins.
That's especially true, Wilkins says, for those with a strong conservative ideology.
They're more likely to think that gains for women are losses for men. And so conservative women are more likely to think that maybe men in their life are going to be hurt by the Me Too movement or change in general.
Indeed, our poll shows nearly twice as many Republican women as Democratic women worried that a man they care about will be unfairly accused.
It's a very scary time for young men in America.
The fear's been stoked by President Trump since the debate over now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
You are truly guilty until proven innocent.
And it's fueling a counter movement, hashtag him too. For those who say they've been wrongly accused. Our poll suggests most Americans are still unfamiliar with him too, but men and Republicans especially are paying attention.
Just in the last 2 weeks, we grew to 15,000 likes.
Republican Nate Jerwitz founded a him too Facebook page that's full of slogans like no man is safe and memes mocking Me Too, like one cartoon showing Jill accusing Jack of pushing her down the hill. But Jerwitz insists he doesn't mean to oppose Me Too. He just wants to give voice to another sort of victim.
We have females that come forward and make false allegations, jumping on the Me Too bandwagon, and it's ruined a lot of guys' lives. And they're now just as brave of them to come forward.
On the question of false allegations, our poll shows 77% of Republicans believe they're common, but most Democrats disagree.
Those talking points are being used to discredit women and to weaponize this issue just simply for partisan gain.
Attorney Deborah Katz says she ran straight into it when she represented Kavanaugh's accuser, Dr. Christy Blasey Ford.
We have the president deliberately muddying the facts to confuse people, in that way giving people a pass for engaging in the behavior. And it's dangerous.
Ultimately, Katz says the backlash will fade with time. The NPR Ipsos poll does show much more consensus among young people. Fewer of those under 35 believe that Me Too has gone too far. Fewer say they would ever consider voting for a political candidate accused of sexual misconduct. And more young people say they're clear on what sexual misconduct actually means. For the next generation, our poll suggests the issue of sexual misconduct more often transcends party lines. Tovia Smith, NPR News.